Chapter 14. With rare exceptions, Stan Dempsey had not slept for more than an hour at a stretch since he had walked into the Haas home on that fateful August evening, now more than a year ago. What sleep he got was fractured with nightmare images and emotions so strong he had no idea what to do with them. He had been a simple man all his life, quiet to the point that kids in school had thought him damaged in some way. He had really never had a friend in the way most people thought of friends. No slap-on-the-back buddies to drink with and watch sports with. Those things held no interest for him. From childhood, he had wanted to be a police detective, like Joe Friday on Dragnet. He had been a voracious reader of detective stories and had starred in many of his boyhood daydreams. He always got his man. He had served in the Army and taken 2 years of junior college. When he finally made it to the police academy, he had worked harder than anyone in his class. The day of his graduation had been one of the proudest days of his life. The day he had made detective had been the pinnacle. His only dream had come true. That his dream had now soured into this broken, blood-stained nightmare that was his life crushed him. Crushed his spirit, his sense of self, his sense of order in his world. He felt as though a huge black iron anvil had fallen from the sky and landed on him, and the feelings he had always kept so neatly contained had been forced from their box and were trying to come out through his eyes, his ears, his mouth, the tips of his fingers. His superiors in the department worried that he might have an anger management issue, that he might have a nervous breakdown. They would have been terrified to know the things that really went on in his brain. Thoughts of retribution, brutal vengeance, striking out at anyone he perceived to be on the wrong side of what was right. As his anxiety increased with the approach of the trial, the less he felt able to control those thoughts and the emotions that went with them. News that Carl Dahl had escaped had reached him via the 10 o'clock news Friday night. Stan could hardly remember the next couple of hours. He had gone into a rage. The pressure in his brain had been such that he had believed his head was going to explode, that he would be found that way on the floor of his living room, and everyone would assume he had killed himself. He had overturned furniture. He had kicked a hole in a wall. He had gone into a closet and brought out every gun he owned. He had emptied his service weapon into his couch. That none of his neighbors had called the police was testimony to how his neighborhood had gone down over the years. Between outbursts, he had fallen into fitful bouts of sleep wherever he happened to be in the house, on the living room floor, at the dining room table, only to wake and find the rage hadn't spent itself yet. Carl Dahl was loose in the city, and there wasn't a damn thing he could do about it. Hell, no one had even thought to bother to call and break the news to him. Every cop in the city would be out beating the streets for Dahl, except for him. The brass had sat him down at a desk. He might as well have been chained to it. Stan prowled restlessly through his small house, breathing too hard, the pressure building in his head again. The night was over. Saturday was breaking. Stan looked at the television set on his kitchen counter. Channel 11 had dumped their usual Saturday morning lineup of fishing shows and light local interest in favor of covering the escape of Carl Dahl and the beating of Judge Moore. A news reporter stood in the street across from the county jail, explaining the way the riot had begun with another inmate attacking Dahl. All hell had broken loose. Ambulances had been called. The situation, the condition of some of the inmates had been such that corners had been cut on procedure and safety. Somehow, no one had cuffed the unconscious Carl Dahl to the gurney that he rode to HCMC. Clusterfuck, Stan thought. The most important collar of his career was being ruined by stupidity and carelessness. Evil had been set loose to move at will through the community. Good people and their children were vulnerable. Stan pulled a box of cereal from the cupboard and set it on the counter, going through the motions of making breakfast, just to do something normal, just to expend a little energy, like opening a pressure valve, ever so slightly.